Wisdom helps us make a life, where knowledge helps us make a living. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. Wisdom helps us make a life, while knowledge helps us make a living. Well, now we all understand quite easily that knowledge does help us make a living. Knowledge sets the parameters for our living. Knowledge determines what we're going to do, what we're going to be. It determines what kind of a life we're going to live, what kind of a world we're going to be in. Knowledge determines what sort of limitations we're going to put on ourselves, that we are writers or poets or bricklayers or secretaries or housewives or whatever. Knowledge gives us all those limitations. And they're nice. They're nice limitations. Because what knowledge does, it says to us, this is your limitation. It says to you, this is the extent that you can go. Now, wisdom helps make us have a life that is important and exciting and meaningful. What's the difference between wisdom and knowledge? Knowledge are the facts. It's how you do something. Wisdom is the genius by which it can be done. Wisdom is the imagination by which anything can be accomplished. Say, for instance, you have to write a story, and just use this illustration because it is very common and very normal. You're in school. You're in a journalism class. And in the journalism class, the teacher says to you, all right, now, all of you go out and interview this person. And the person knows you're coming, so they're ready for being interviewed. Now, all of you go out and interview that person. All of us went out. And as we interviewed the person, everyone chose, basically, what was the person's purpose in life. What was their profession? And John Foster Dulles was the person that we were interviewing at one point. And he was the Secretary of State for the United States and a very eminent, prominent, outspoken, and a very competent person. Now, at the time, there were conditions going on in the world over which he was making observations, and he was doing these very notably and very well. And everybody wrote about his observations. Everybody took the knowledge that he was the Secretary of State and that he was working with certain projects and that this is what they would write about. Now, the teacher didn't say you had to write about this or that or the other. Just go interview John Foster Dulles and see what sort of an interview you can come up with. Well, I interviewed John Foster Dulles, and I found a man who was very lonely, who was very unhappy, who had many desires in his life, many including his family, which he was not able to carry out. And because of the tension in the world, the conflicts that were going on, because of the intensity that was going on in the world that was keeping him from living a peaceful life, he was rather uptight. And so I talked with him, I interviewed him, and I asked him what sort of things he would recommend to someone else having his situation whereby they could live a more balanced, harmonious life while facing all the challenges that he had to face. I said, surely there are many in government who are facing what you have to face, and they don't have the equanimity that you have. They don't have the balance, and they don't have the understanding that you have of what they're doing and how it relates to anything else. And John Foster Dulles started giving me a lot of beautiful points. He gave me a lot of beautiful statements as to how to live a peaceful life while having a stressful environment, how to live an effective life while being surrounded by people who were doing everything they could to chop you down, everything they could to bemean you, to demean you, to say you were an ineffectual, stupid old man, you know. And John Foster Dulles has faced all these things with a lightness and a charm, and did his job very well. Now, it is true he had some frustrations too. He had some things that were pulling on his consciousness and making him feel a little insecure. And these are the things that I talked to him about. And he told me a whole series of wonderful ways in which anyone having a stressful life could handle their stressful life and live harmoniously. And one of the things that he said, among many others, was that you are there to be a balancer. You are not there to make things happen. You are not there to change their mind. You are not there to take responsibility for what's going on in the world or what other people are doing. You are there as a balancer. He said, my role as Secretary of State is a balancer between the president and between all of the legislators, between the nations of the world, because the Secretary of State works with all the nations of the world, and my role is to be balancer. And when we got done talking, he said, young man, it was nice to talk to you. He said, I haven't really given thought to these things that I believe and put them into focus as I did with you. Thank you. And I said, my God, my goodness, thank you, you know. Well, I went back to my teacher at Marquette University, and he was my journalism teacher. And he read my report, and he said it was the most biggest pile of garbage that he'd ever seen in his life. And he said, I did not have any sensitivity for what I was supposed to be reporting to him about. I was supposed to be finding out what a Secretary of State does on his job and how he accomplishes whatever it is that he wants to accomplish on his job. And as I was working with the teacher, going over these details, the teacher was very upset. The teacher was very unhappy with everything that we did. And the teacher said to me, well, Barley, you just don't have any hope for being a career in journalism. And I said, well, if I promise not to go in journalism, will you pass me? He says, yes, sure. So I passed the course. Well, as circumstances would have it, later I went into journalism because an opening was on a local newspaper as the editor, no less. And I went there and hired on, and I received a number of awards at the newspaper for doing just the type of thing John Foster Dulles had recommended that I do. And because of these various people who had put illumination into my mind, who had put wisdom into my thinking, who had guided me to think rather than just to be an intellectual reporter, my newspaper won state and national awards. And I had to go and receive the award on stage at Marquette University from my professor, who was teaching journalism. And he acted as though he didn't remember who I was, but it was only a few years before. But he gave me the award, and then afterwards he said to me, he said, well, win some, lose some. And like the doctor, you know, if it doesn't work out, we bury it. But wisdom helps us make a life, where knowledge helps us make a living. And we all have that privilege of living our life by the wisdom within us, and the wisdom we pick up along the way from those of our sharers and our teachers and our guides who care about us enough to insist that we really learn the very best. Knowledge is a wonderful thing, but with knowledge alone, we live a very empty life, very stressful, very meaningless, because it does not seem to take us anywhere. It just goes in the circle of knowledge. Wisdom breaks knowledge down into palatable forms of magic and music and drama. Wisdom brings all of the glow and the glory to knowledge or to life that makes life worth living. Think on these things along with me and realize, yeah, your professor might say you haven't got it in you, and then you plan not to do it. But if it is your program, if it is in your heart to do these things, it's not destiny so much, but if it's in your heart, a love of expressing through journalism or whatever the field may be, you'll do it, even though you might be thrown out by the most prestigious schools in the world, or you might be embraced by the most prestigious schools. Either way, it makes no difference. Are you having fun and being yourself? Are you living with wisdom, or are you living with knowledge? Both are wonderful and exciting, but wisdom has beauty with it. Knowledge merely has functionality. Think on these things and have a wonderful day, because I love you, I love you, I love you.